In our next segment, H-Bosch Jr. brings you the Triple E's, education, empowerment, and entrepreneurship.
Today's guest is Ms. Shavina Richardson, founder and executive director of HTM, Her Temple Monologues, and three members of her amazing organization. Hello again, everyone. This is H-Bosch Jr. of the Triple E segment, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Ms. Shavina Richardson, a.k.a. Brooklyn Shea, founder of Her Temple Monologues, with comedian Ms. Tammy Cobb, a.k.a. Lady T, and Naroma Johnson, a.k.a. Sweet Chocolate. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
All right, now.
Did I get that?
Yes, yes, yes,
you did.
All right.
You did all that chocolate.
Look, I got some skills, and as I always say, shout out to my engineer extraordinaire, Jonah.
All right.
All right.
Jonah.
And before I get started, I always start all my shows by saying, let's make it do what it do, and when it's done, it's done.
Okay.
All right.
Let's make it
do what it do.
Done is done. Yes.
So I'm going to start with you, Miss Johnson, or Ms. Richardson, what have been some of the challenges your team has faced over 6 years in business?
Ooh, boy. Mm-hmm. That's a loaded question, right?
Yes.
Definitely a loaded question. Mm-hmm. I would have to say more so in regards to just being recognized for the work that we do, you know, like when you do this work, it's a selfless act, but it's definitely something that we wanted more people to be able to utilize our services in order to help and inspire people. And that has been honestly the most challenging thing. And in the 6 years right now, currently it's unfolding where we're having more opportunities to really tell our story and for people to see that, okay, we are not just a fundraising group, that we actually have some substance to us.
Right. Well, somebody tell her to sit down.
You know. Listen, if Lady T,
moving to my next question, right?
Yes, because Lady T, she had it on me, right?
In the back of the head.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's next for Her Temple Monologues?
Oh, what's next is the fact that we will be traveling more outside.
Sounds like you guys have really found your voice. God is blessing you.
All the time. And we are so grateful and humble about that experience. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to just expansion and collaborating more with people, such as yourself as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We are honored and so blessed for you to be here.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much what's next.
So what has been the most rewarding experience along with being on the H-Bosch Jr. Triple E show, right? WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy, New
there
York.
There you go.
All right. What has been your most rewarding experience so far?
It has been touching lives and just truly being able to say, wow, that person was inspired by something that we've done that actually saved somebody's lives. So, and we know more than one story of somebody who heard us perform, saw us perform, whatever it was, be it that it was going live or it was being at a performance, and have either inboxed us and told us that it was because of what they witnessed that they were able to leave a domestic situation.
Okay.
And that truly is the most impactful.
So before I move to Ms. Johnson, I want to close out with one more question to you, Ms. Richardson. How can people get involved with this awesome organization?
Ooh, please be sure to email hertemplemonologues@gmail.com. We are always willing to, you know, touch bases with people, or they could find us on Facebook and just to learn a little bit more, or go to our website, which is Her Temple Monologues. And we look forward to just, you know, being in touch with people. But that's how they could get in touch the fastest way.
Okay.
You know, hit us up on Facebook.
Wow. I love that. Moving over to your other sister and sister in arms. Miss Johnson, how are you?
Hi, I'm blessed.
And highly
blessed
favored.
Blessed to be here.
Okay, so tell me, how did you get involved with HTM?
Well, I met them at the book club. I met Tammy through a mutual friend. One of my best friends told me, I got to meet Tammy. She's a comedian, and she know I did comedy. So I met her at the book club, and then I met Shay at the book club, Shavina. AKA Brooklyn Shade. That's how I met her, Brooklyn Shade.
Yes.
And the funny thing with us, we may be relatives, cousins, you know, on the Bell side of the family. So we started, they did the spoken word, Tammy did the comedy, and we've been tight ever since, rocking ever since.
Okay.
And when she created the Her Temple monologue, I was like, I'm in it to win it. And no matter how old I get, they ain't kicking me out.
How about that? So let me ask you, what's been some of your most rewarding moments working with the group, the organization?
Being able to get closer to women, because I wasn't as close to women. Being able to cry, being able to share on an intimate level. That intimacy is awesome. And they love me in spite of my defects of character, shortcomings, and that's what I love.
Great. So moving on to Miss Lady T. I'm going to start by saying, what do you do for a living? Remember my inbox and say, not up.
Well, bang. Yeah, I got.
So what do you do for a living along with being associated with HTM?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Well, the job that pays the bills, I work at the city school district. Okay. I'm a hall monitor.
Okay, Albany or Troy?
Albany. Okay. Albany City School District. I'm a hall monitor. And I also work at a shelter for homeless women and children, which is St. Paul Center, which is right in Rensselaer.
Okay. Now, how did you get started in your career?
Comedy came to me when I was really at my low in my darkest place in my life. I lost my mom and my grandmother really young, and I've been on my own ever since, but spiraling down the wrong path. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, comedy is what brought me out of the wrong path. I was always going to the hair salon getting my hair done. Shout out to Alexandra Carver. Okay. She was my hairstylist at the time. Mm-hmm. And I would always just be talking and people be laughing and stuff. And she was like, you know, you should try stand up. You really funny and things. And I'm like, I ain't saying nothing. I'm just talking and sharing my stories of what I've been going through.
That's the best comment.
And that's what she was saying. And she signed me up to an open mic, but I didn't know it was me. I'm thinking we're going to go support. And at the time, it was Haiti that had went under with the floods. And they had a fundraiser at Simply Fish, which is downtown in Albany. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting down there eating chicken wings with everybody chilling. And they was like, coming to the stage. Lady T. I'm like, well, she better be funny.
Whoa.
I'm like, wherever she is, she better be funny. Because at the time, it was a whole bunch of rappers that was getting up there. And it was really thugged out looking. And I was just like, well, I feel sorry. Whoever got to get up there. She was like, that's you.
Okay, great. So let me ask you this then real quick. Where you from? Where's
I'm
home?
I'm born and bred Albany, baby.
Born and bred.
All I'm born, 518.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm originally from L.A.
Oh.
Lower Albany. Oh. Holla. Am I good? Can I go on tour with you? I got some jokes.
Yes,
like
you
that.
Can. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Can I go on?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So getting back to you, Miss Richardson, outside of running Her Temple, being the VP of U.S. New York, which is United Sisters of New York. All right, what do you like to do for fun?
I love to actually paint, and I love just spending time with my family and friends, just simplicity. Because we do so much that I love my downtime for real, and that keeps me balanced and centered. It's a good feeling.
Great. So I want to close out with three questions for each one of you. Where do you see you in this movement going in 5 years?
Definitely on TV.
Gotcha.
TV for sure. I want us to be able to have that visual side of it outside of going live and everything like that. But, you know, people being able to tune in and be like, oh, we are going to tune into either the Porks. We're going to tune in. And we will explain that later.
I'm not even going to touch that
one.
We will
definitely explain that later.
Gotcha.
It should stay tuned for the Porks. Okay. Porks are coming back.
Yeah. Gotcha. Miss Johnson, moving right along. I'm going to go to the PG portion of the program.
Oh, no, trust.
Miss Johnson.
That was.
Okay. Ms. Johnson, what do you see you being at in 3 to 5 years with this organization?
Besides having the baby, getting new clothes, I see
myself.
Did you
see my engineer's eyes just pop out?
Right.
On TV with them and us just helping so many people
making a difference worldwide.
Yep. Making a difference in people's lives, sharing experience, strength.
Okay. Lady T, next. All right. Next up, coming to the stage.
I see us plays, televisions. Yes. I see us radio stations. It's just nowhere but up. And the more people we can reach, the more people we can help. So that's the goal. Television, radio, we want it all. Because we want it all so we can help all. Because there's more than just in Albany. It's Troy, Schenectady, Rensselaer, New York.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so everywhere. Everybody is going through, especially women, is going through something. So we need a larger platform in order to be able to lend that helping hand.
Well, I'll say this before I end. You ladies are phenomenal. You have been a blessing to us at the station. I hope I do you proud, okay? I will say this. Since I've connected with you, I feel so much energy. And I know this. Individually, I'm a movement. But together, we all can be a force.
That's right.
And I see us being a force, okay?
Yes.
And I want to add one other thing. This program is going to air July 12th on my birthday.
The other holiday.
So y'all can say happy birthday if you want.
All right.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
We sound good together.
Ladies and gentlemen.
HTM,
Her Temple Monologue.
Yeah.
All right? What a performance.
God damn it. Voice in the sanctuary.
Right. Well, thank you. All right. Well, until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. Yes. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe. That was Miss Savina Richardson of HTM, Her Temple Monologues, for an awesome interview on becoming an overcoming adversity specialist. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. Continued blessings and success.
For those just tuning in, I'm your host, Guy Schaefer.
And I'm your host, H. Bosch Jr. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy, New York.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk Magazine program, to listen online, and to learn how to support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, check us out online at mediasanctuary.org. If you have comments, suggestions, or doomsday forecasts, you can text us at 518-888-3004. Also, be sure to tune in 7 to 10 weeknights for Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.